Blog Talk Radio.
Time is now 6:02 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:02 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is August the 28th, 2021, and welcome to the TMTS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday. It's kind of warm and muggy and humid, as usual here in the summertime in Atlanta, and I hope everything's going well in your area. Today we have some topics. We're going to talk about some things that we're going to discuss regarding what's going on, especially the Hurricane Ida that is making its way through the Gulf. And also we're going to talk about issues over in Afghanistan. And we're going to also talk some more about COVID-19. Okay, so should be pretty interesting, but we're definitely going to talk about those topics as the show goes on. But before I get into that, let me go ahead and open up the microphone of co-host, the lady of the house, Miss Janet Davis is here. Let's see, there we go. How you doing, Janet? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, too.
All right.
I'm glad I was able to take a break and stop by.
Well, we're glad that you made it by. We should be having time and popping in shortly. And I like the topics that we have. Plus, we're hoping that a friend of ours will stop by who was on about a month ago, Mr. Joe Levy. He was on promoting his new material, and also, in fact, he was on the week before he was about to take stage in the Sacramento area. Shortly after that, he contracted the COVID-19. And so I have not spoke to anyone personally that I know. that had it. And I heard him speak on it at on another show, and I asked him what he stopped by, because he was one who was definitely against the shot. So he agreed, so but hoping that he will stop by and chat with us. But before we get into that, I want to remember a person who I've known, well, we've known for about 5 or 6 years or so in this internet radio thing, and that would be Daryl L. Williams. We knew him as DLW. Daryl passed away. He's been a radio personality on the J. King Network and host.
You're fading out.
For quite a long time now. I'm sorry?
You're fading out for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think because I picked Mike by accident. Okay. He had been contributing to the J. King Network for many, many years. Like I said, about 5 or 6 years. From what I recall, I believe he had started with Jay, worked with Jay on a show called, Jay had a show called The Way I See It. And then Jay had turned that over to DLW. And then I believe DLW changed it to The Way We See It, changed it to The Way We See It. And then he was a co-host on The Cool Critics. And then later on, he started his show called the Team DLW Unity Movement. And so, he was really adamant about serving his community. DLW lived in Cleveland, Ohio, and he had co-hosts. A lot of the guests he would have would be people in the Cleveland area, which is good that you that for some shows to have a more of an intimate, listening audience per se, and that's what I respected and liked about him. He was really about the community, and being a voice for his community. Janet, you remember DLW?
Oh yes, he was very active. When he was on Cool Critics, he gave a lot of valuable information and, on our topics. And, he's going to surely be missed.
Yeah, yeah. And Call of Death is not known as of yet. So, but, at least I haven't heard anything. But, in fact, hold on just a moment. I think I have some information here. Let me see if this comes up. But okay, so February 10th, 1968 to August 22nd, 2021. Daryl Lee Williams. Daryl Lee Williams, age 53, of Cleveland, Ohio, passed away on Sunday, August 22nd, 2021. Daryl was born February 10th of 1968 in Cleveland, Ohio. And this was where they were having a visitation walkthrough for Daryl will be held Friday, September the 3rd, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. At Cummings and Davis Funeral Home. And it gives the address. The service will occur Saturday, September the 4th, from 11 a.m. to 11:30 at Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Funeral service will occur Saturday, September 4th, from 11:30 a.m. That's pretty much the information on the service. Yeah, gonna miss the brother, and he had such a unique voice too. That's one thing, he did have a good radio voice, so definitely gonna miss him. Let me go ahead and open up the microphone to another co-host here in California, and then in a moment we're going to switch gears and get into the conversation on COVID-19. Mr. Time and Ship, what's happening in L.A.?
How are you, brother? And is Janet there?
Yes, she is.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
Good, and how are you, Timon?
I'm just finishing cooking and going to get cooked up some lunch and everything. I had some got some grilled chicken and some broccoli and vegetables and with some black beans. Yes, yes, we do.
I wish I was close to you. I'd be at your house eating right now.
Yeah.
I'm eating chips and drinking tea.
Oh. Yeah, but everything is good. It's hot as, you know, hot as fish grease out here in California.
Yeah, same here.
105 degrees.
No, it's not 105. What is it, in the 90s? 90s.
Yeah. Well, shoot. Yeah, if y'all adding y'all humidity, we don't get humidity like y'all do. Y'all get that humidity out there. That southern humidity is ain't no joke.
It sure isn't.
Yes.
I felt it today. I went to a football game for a sixth grader. Yeah, and it was very interesting. The field was like a professional football field. I was really surprised at the way it was all set up, you know, and cheerleaders and everything. So that was something unusual, but I'll be probably going to more games in the future. It's one of my great-grands.
Oh, great-grandson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, gotta support the youngins.
Amen.
Even though we don't know where they're going, we gotta support them. It's gotta scare you a little bit. You don't know where they're going.
All right, so check this out, you guys. I gotta move it along because I do have a caller that's in that is on the line now, and I'm gonna open up their mic, and we're gonna change.
Okay.
We're gonna shift gears, and we're gonna talk about the COVID-19 and also, of course, the Delta variant. But, you know, we've been talking about COVID-19 for weeks and weeks and months and months, and every day there's something different. But let me open up the mic, 916-410. You there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, you guys, say hello to our friend. Welcome back, Mr. Joe Levy. Welcome back to the show. What's happening, Joe?
Brother, it's nice to be here after a bout with COVID-19. It's nice to be back.
All right. You guys remember Joe joined us last month. He was preparing. In fact, he had joined us, he and D. Lucas. Unfortunately, we had them on the show 1 week before they performed in Sacramento. And after that show, Joe did the show, and Joe – tell us what had happened, because you were one who was not really for taking the shot. But can you give us a little bit about what had occurred when you realized you had COVID-19?
After the show, the day of the show, the state of California changed the vaccine protocol, which meant that half of my guests that were invited, we were going to do masks and temperature checks at the door, and then they raised the level of the threat and said that only those that were vaccinated or could proof of negative test could get in, which eliminated half of my paying audience. So many people wanted refunds, which we had to provide over 50% of our audience, and then those that didn't want refunds wanted CDs and signed CDs. So instead of mailing those signed CDs, in my infinite wisdom or infinite stupidity, I decided to make house calls with people who were not or didn't have proof of vaccine or proof of a negative test. So I show up at several of my, you know, of my paying customers that couldn't make it to the show's houses, which they really enjoyed, and so did I. And we took pictures. I took off my mask and we hugged and took pictures. And I inadvertently caught COVID. It was my own fault. I caught the virus. I had moderate symptoms. It did not affect me majorly. Now, I was sick. Don't get me wrong. At one time, I had to go to the urgent care because my temperature was to 103, and I felt like I was melting. But that was the extent of my rough experience of this. I didn't have lung issues. I never was threatened with hospitalization. So I survived the virus. It took 14 days, like it said. And I survived. Now, it had side effects. I lost 40 pounds in 2 weeks. It also left me with a higher blood pressure than I had previously. So it definitely affected me physically. I was, after I got through with this, it left me really, really tired and worn out and without any kind of energy. So it definitely leaves you drained. And many people, so after getting this COVID virus, I decided to really do the numbers and look at what the science and what the actual numbers are. So let me share some of this with you. There are 360 million American citizens. To date, there have been 39 million plus infections in America. There have been 38,241,000 recoveries and 630,000 deaths. So it's a horrible thing when you realize that the United States is the number one country with wealth, supposedly the number one country with health systems, yet we have the highest rate of COVID infections and COVID deaths of any country in the world, including third world countries that don't even have running waters and toilets. So Americans, for some reason, this country is saddled with all of the most of America's health issues. To give you another number that I recently found out, we're 6% of the world's population here in the United States, but we have 87% of the world's cancer. 87% of the entire world's cancer lives in the United States. So these are things that we have to pay attention to. I was not into taking the vaccine before I got COVID. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to take the vaccine, and then I did my research. And this is what my research has found. Today I posted a PhD, Dr. Peter Parks. She is one of the top virologists in Michigan. She's speaking to the Michigan State Assembly about the vaccine and the mandates. What PhD Dr. Phyllis Christina Parks said is that the vaccines currently being touted and are no longer viable because of the Delta variant. These were geared to the COVID-19 virus that is no longer prevalent. What's prevalent now are these variants. So the vaccines people are getting will not protect from the variant, which is why so many vaccinated people are getting sick. This is something else that Dr. Park said, that there's a brand new study that suggests that taking the new virus shot sets you up for worse problems with the Delta variant, which is why I think James Van Zandt passed away. James told me that he was fully vaccinated. He may or may not have been, but he said that he was. And Dr. Park says that taking the COVID virus now, the COVID vaccine that exists now, weakens your body and accelerates the process of the Delta virus. And there are studies to back this up. So we're being given a lot of information. She also blasts the CDC for not being truthful and transparent about the virology science. I've also learned that the PhD Society is the most resistant group in America against the vaccine. So we're not being told the truth, and we're not being told transparently what is actually happening and the numbers and what's happening. We're being directed to take something that isn't helping us because the vaccination, the infection rates are rising all over the country among vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The vaccine, according to Dr. Christina Parks, was not designed to prevent infection. It was designed to lessen the effects of infection. So children, vaccinated people are passing on this disease, and people are being reinfected. It's a very interesting conversation. I suggest you guys go on my Facebook page, find the post. It's only two posts down. It says Dr. Christina Parks. And just listen to what the expert virologists are saying. These are black virologists. The media wants to label them as anti-vaxxers. Dr. Parks is not an anti-vaxxer. She said nothing about anti-vaccination. What she is anti-willful ignorance, as I am. And our people perish from lack of knowledge. So I want to tell everyone, like I've been saying, do your diligence. Find out what's best for you. Realize that COVID-19 is no longer a threat, that we've moved into Delta variant and these new variants, this new variant they're calling 22, which renders the COVID-19 product that's being pumped by Pfizer and Moderna absolutely useless because it does not protect against the Delta variant. So So we have to be mindful, and we have to take the initiative to learn and to understand what we're doing. Like I said, the numbers are these. There have been 39 million infections and 38,241 recoveries. That's an incredible amount of people that didn't die from COVID. 600,000 people is tragic. It's a large number of people that have perished. But by comparison, it's less than 0.1% of our population. We have to be vigilant and not allow the news media to goad us and bombard us with fear-mongering and mis- and incomplete information. And that's exactly what's happened. And here's why that's happened. Our government is no longer run by the people. In 2009, Congress passed and United States Supreme Court ratified Citizens United, which allowed corporations to buy our government. And that's exactly what's happened. So all of the corporate media narrative is a corporate message. It's a message from a corporation whose goal is to make profit, not to cure you, not to cure me, but to earn profit for its shareholders. And those are the people who are reporting on this and disseminating all this misinformation and not giving us the information that's proper. Even the CDC has not been forthcoming in all of the information regarding this virus and these vaccines. So we have to do our own diligence to find out. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm anti-willful ignorance, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with studying, with learning, and knowing what the hell is going on in this country, because these people do not give a shit about our health, not at all. They only give a crap about profits. If you don't believe me, look at the numbers. Look who's earning the money during this period of time. Look who's making paper and who's not. That lets you know what this is. So I appreciate the opportunity to come on here, Michael, and talk about this. There are other treatments that are being developed. There's the monoclonal antibodies. If you get COVID, demand that you are immediately given the IV with monoclonal antibodies. That will help you prevent serious infection problems down the road. That's what you're supposed to get. When you first get diagnosed, go to your hospital and ask for monoclonal antibodies or the vitamin cocktail immediately, because it will help you avoid long-distance problems. There are other drugs in other countries that are being posted. I've posted some of the empirical data on my website about Avedisin, Ivermectin, and some of these other drugs that countries are saying are working. Doesn't want to admit to anything working but their own spike protein protocol, which is now, according to virologists, obsolete. And taking it now renders you with less protection against the Delta variant. So please listen to Dr. Parks. Just go online, watch the information, and make an informed decision based on your own spirit. If your spirit bears witness to the truth, then you can hear it. If not, then do what you do. I'm not telling anybody to take or not to take. I'm saying learn for yourself and don't listen to Don Lemon and CNN and MSNBC and Fox, because they are corporate-owned and they're given speeches to tell you whether it's right or wrong. And that, to me, is not what a democracy should be. We should be a well-informed citizenry, able to make choices on our own, and that's not what's happening.
Oh, amen. You're right about that. Let me see anybody wants to chime in and ask any questions from Joe.
Well, I definitely tell you, Joe, I will take your advice and look up Miss Christina Parks. I've already got her going. So I will definitely do that and check out things, because I did get the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine. And you're right, there's a lot of different information out there. I had never heard of Ms. Parks, but I will definitely look her up. I was just having a discussion with some brothers last night, and a lot of them don't, you know, you have guys that don't, one of the guys couldn't get work because, you know, he wasn't vaccinated. And they told
right,
me,
that's what it's coming down to. And that's a civil liberty issue. Exactly right.
You, look, I said, but it's a virus. My cousin died from it. My sister
yes.
got it, you know. And I'm like, okay, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. Okay,
yes.
but it ain't nothing to play with. I mean, I've taken immune suppressing drug. So, yes, they said the same thing about the flu shot. I had a buddy
right.
of mine try to talk me out of taking the flu shot. I said, man, I'm taking that flu shot. You do you, I'm going to do me. But
there
that
it
two
is.
Shot didn't do nothing to me. And then, guess what? That Pfizer didn't do anything to me. I didn't have no pain in my arm. I didn't have no
right.
high sweat. But I was, before I got my vaccination, I was asymptomatic. I was going for a medical procedure. They found
mm-hmm.
out I had COVID for 11 days, you know.
Yeah.
And so I've had pneumonia before. And if you just have
right.
pneumonia, now, if you, and you know, a lot of people who get COVID end up with pneumonia. And
I did as well, viral
pneumonia.
Yes, sir.
So if you know, just think about what pneumonia will do. Now, let me add this extra on top of it. You know, it's really going, like you said, my sister, the same thing happened to you. Her blood pressure shot up, and she ended up diabetic. That's what happened to my baby sister. So I'm with you on that, of the long-term effect of what it will do. And I do believe in masks.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem following what, if it's going to, because I'm thinking about my fellow man. I'm thinking about humanity. You see,
yes.
it still comes down to
yes.
to humanity. Do you think of other people? You know, and
yes.
some people say, screw you, I'm not
agree.
Doing it. And you know why America, you know America's the way it is? Because America's about making money. We are a capitalistic society. It brings in jealousy, envy. We've seen what money will do to folks. And yes, I wouldn't put it past them. That's why you don't have no Martin Luther Kings around. That's why you don't have no Malcolm X, because they don't want nobody to have no black Messiah.
Absolutely.
Because
they've
guess
killed
what?
Every one of our leaders and tried
peace.
To marginalize the only one we have left. You're right, sir. I agree with you 100%.
So,
Minister Farrakhan is the last of the Mohicans, and he's surrounded by an army. That's the only reason why he's still alive.
Yeah.
So you're right. They've killed all of our leaders, black women, women and men, everyone that tried to lead the country, to try to explain and educate and elevate black people has been jailed or murdered. Because that's
also,
not what the
lazy,
goal of this
though.
Country is.
But sometimes
yes.
our people are lazy, and they don't, because they love, I mean, we've turned, America has turned us into consumers.
Yes,
we
sir.
We worry about consuming.
You're onto it.
And focusing.
That's exactly
you know, I mean,
right.
that's what the Matrix was all about. The Matrix was about you as a consumer, as you buying into what I have for you, even though you don't
Absolutely.
Even need it. And you don't even know that you don't need it. But that's not where your focus is. That's why you will stand in line to buy a pair of $500 Air Jordans that were made for $1.25 in the Philippines.
Absolutely.
You'll do that. And you'll but yet and you'll risk leaving your child in the cold in the car while you stand in line to get some tennis shoes. That's where our focus is. And it's like you said, hey man, read for yourself. Well, how many people are actually reading today?
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
You
people
can get the, you can get the library on your
on.
Car.
Hmm.
You can pick up the
You're
library
right,
on
sir.
Your cell phone. Any book
right.
you want. That book, you ain't got to go in the library. You can just put the Libby app on your phone, and whatever library you're connected to, punch in your library card, you can get whatever book you want.
There it
the
is.
Right. is. Remember, remember the cell phone was – Well, hold up, Mike. I just want to say this. The cell phone was made to make your life more convenient. But now it's turned into more of an inconvenience by the information that it's pumping out.
I could not agree with you more. It's a quick way to disseminate misinformation. And our community is all – if you notice that our community is being largely more affected by the numbers than any other community with this virus, right? I mean, it seems to have an appetite – for African-American people or other people, and they told us that that's because you're predisposed and you're this and you're that. All of that is just hogwash. Americans in general are out of shape, and there are more fat, out of shape, hypertensive, big butt white people than black people by 10. I know because I've been all through this country. They outpace 10 to 1 in every marker as far as population, sickness, illness, criminality, alcoholism, they outdo us in everything because there's just more of them. Okay, so all I'm saying is I'm not telling anybody not to take the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. What I'm saying is we would be wise to learn from our professors, learn from PhDs. There are many black brilliant PhDs. The sister from Dr. Parks is a top virologist with a PhD in chemistry and science from Michigan State University. Dr. Tanya Levy, who is happens to be my first cousin, is a PhD scientist in chemistry from UC Berkeley and a lawyer, and works for one of the top pharmaceutical companies as an analyst, and she says no to this virus. So there's information out here. These scientists are not anti-vaccine people. They're knowledgeable, and they're trying to tell people, but the company narrative is take the jab. So there's definitely an agenda. I don't know what it is, but I don't think that Americans should be forced to take a vaccine that is experimental and never used in human trials before, that is now obsolete because of variants and puts you at a higher risk of sickness and illness because of what it does and how it affects you with these new variants. So please, just listen to the information that Dr. Parks has said. You don't have to believe her. I think the sister's credible. She's putting her reputation on the line. She's a professor. She's a medical professional and a PhD scientist. And they don't come out and spread misinformation. They come out to tell you what the science is. Now, I've had COVID, so I've developed natural antibodies against the variant that I had. So I don't think that I'll be able to be reinfected by that variant, but I could very well be infected by another. So viral science is very basic. They used to give us the antibodies of the virus that we had when they gave us diphtheria and polio and chickenpox, which prevented you from ever catching the vaccine again, the virus again. You didn't catch chickenpox after you had the vaccine. You didn't catch diphtheria. You didn't catch polio because they gave it to you and it was viral. It was antibodies. You developed the antibodies and you fought against it. This is different. So we have to be vigilant, black family, white family, Latino family, Asian family. We're Americans, all of us together. And as long as they keep separating us by race, by color of skin and by sexual orientation, and none of us can be Americans anymore, we're being misled. And that's what I have a problem with. You know, I'm not listening to Don Lemon tell me about the numbers that are dying. I know what's going on. My girlfriend is a top-ranked nurse. She's worked in this field for 37 years, and she tells me about what's going on in these hospitals. People are sick, lots of them, right? People are dying, lots of them. So the vaccine was cool in the interim because it was for the first COVID-19. It does not work against these variants, and that's why the infections among vaccinated people are going through the roof. And the CDC is being irresponsible because they're paid by the government to toe the government line. Even that, I believe, even this FDA approved on Pfizer, I believe that was bought and paid for. Because what happened to Moderna? What happened to Johnson & Johnson? What happened to AstraZeneca? They're not the only ones making this drug. So, I mean, all these drugs have been out. Moderna's been out longer than Pfizer. So there's something nefarious about this. We haven't figured out what it is, but there are doctors and professionals and real virologists that are explaining to us the science of virology, and they're being shouted down. So I'm not inclined to take out of these vaccines. I'm just not. I've made it through COVID. I'm going to rely on my antibodies. I'm going to wait until a real antibody viral is developed, the same as these other drugs. They're working on them right now. AstraZeneca has an antibody therapy that they're working on. I'm going to wait for that. I like the monoclonal antibodies that I took in the hospital or that they did not give me but does work. And some of these other drugs, look at the data in Delhi, what they're talking about this ivermectin, the one that the Americans are saying, oh, that's a horse drug. It is a horse drug. But according to the CDC of Delhi, who's reported all of their findings, that drug is decimating. That was the word they used, decimating COVID in their country. So people are buying it and taking it off the shelves everywhere they can get it. But in America, they say, well, it's a horse drug. We don't have proof. They never want proof, just like cancer. Cancer is a $60 billion profit margin. Who's trying to cure cancer when you're making $60 billion a year off sick people? That's what our situation
like
is
said,
in America.
No, well, it's like the saying, there's no money in the cure. There's money in the medicine.
There's no money in the cure.
Know?
There's only money in the treatment.
There's no money.
So what do we do?
Yep.
The reason why Americans have 86% of the world's cancer is because they're giving it to us. They feed us genetically modified foods. These produce the cancer that they come on TV and sell you the drugs to fight. So we're being fed poison. We're being lit by medicines that come on TV and advertise drugs that don't work. It's a 360 deal. And we're always paying, and the billionaires are cleaning up. Because that is the goal of everything in America, is to make a profit. Not to cure the people, not to make you work, to profit off your misery. If you get sick and you're old, you can give us a reverse mortgage. You can live in your house until you die, but when you die, your house.
Let me jump in here for a minute because I want to see, I got some hands waving. I want to go over to co-host Janet Davis. Janet, do you have a comment or question or vice versa? Janet Davis, you there? Okay, I think she might have stepped away for a moment. Okay,
no,
are you there?
No, I was on mute. Only thing I have to say is I have a whole lot of pre-existing conditions. And so I did get the vaccine. But I also am aware of the fact that 94% of the people who are in the hospital with COVID are people who are not vaccinated. So my chances, because I have a lot of pre-existing conditions, my chances of getting COVID, just like Timon Early was talking about pneumonia, I've had bilateral pneumonia. You name it, I get it. So to be safe, I chose to take the vaccine because
I respect that.
Want to live a little longer.
I respect that 100%. I suggest everyone watch the information that Dr. Parks has put out. The original COVID virus is what these vaccines were created for. These variants, the vaccine does not work against. Every variant is a completely different entity than the original COVID vaccine. And what the doctor is saying is that those who have taken the vaccine, that now that we're facing a variant, the vaccines are obsolete, which is why the infection rate among the vaccinated is going through the roof. Look at the data, what's going on in Boston, Massachusetts. They've had a 74% increase in infections. They're one of the most vaccinated states in the union. They've had a 74% increase with 47% of the increase by vaccinated people.
Yeah, but you also have the people who haven't been vaccinated, okay? Because see, we're not. I mean, you got Florida that's suppressing the numbers. They don't want you to know. You got a governor telling you not to take the vaccine. You had Trump, who turned around and said, "Okay, we're going to put this vaccine together," and then we finally get the vaccine together. Now the people don't want to take it. So wait a minute. They complain about it. Then you say, here it comes, and you can get the vaccine. You won't take the vaccine. And then some people start taking the vaccine. Then they're getting better. We get our old people vaccinated. They're getting better. And then all of a sudden, we get another variant because why? It multiplied because then nobody, you had a lot of people that didn't get vaccinated.
That's a little bit incorrect. That's not how a variant happens. What happens is
what I meant to say is that the people who did not get vaccinated, okay, like she said, the majority of the people in the hospital that are sicking and dying, they're not vaccinated people.
This is true.
You know, you're not vaccinated. Okay, and I was like her. I mean, you're not vaccinated. But why play? Okay, when you roll the dice, and like you said, free country told you, I don't know how many days it came by your house, you can get a vaccine at a 7-Eleven if you want. It can go, you can go anywhere you want. I ain't taking that drug. Okay, now when it gets you and you load up my hospital, but yet I got cancer, I got diabetes, I can't get in because you decided not to take the vaccine, but I got to give you my bed. That would have probably been for somebody that's going to get surgery. Now you got a whole other problem to deal with.
I completely agree with you. But here's the other side of that coin. The initial COVID virus that they made these vaccines is no longer a threat. The threat now is the Delta variant and this new variant called 22. These variants, the vaccines do not protect against. I need everybody to just listen to the virologists and listen to what they're saying. This is why having all the information is important. then we can make informed decisions because we're a well-informed citizenry. That is not happening. There is no transparency. The CDC and the government are not coming forward with the truth about the vaccines. And here are some of the numbers that I think you guys should really listen to. There have been over 39 million infections. There have only been 600,000 deaths. There's a lot of deaths, but 600,000 out of 39 million, that means 38,241,000 people recovered. That's the actual numbers. So they're focusing, and sure, if you have 600,000 people in our health system, it's going to overwhelm it anywhere because we don't have a system, especially for black people in these southern states, that respects us and wants to treat us. I can tell you from experience here in Roseville, I went to the hospital in an ambulance from my urgent care place because my temperature spiked to 103. They were supposed to give me an IV when I came in, take me to the ER. They did none of those things. They took my black ass right from that ambulance and put me in the waiting room and let me wait with no treatment. Had it not been for my girlfriend, who is an RN, advocating for me and demanding that they look after me, I would have been left there to rot. The woman asked me, was I homeless? So there's an element of this that is racial. Many of these people don't want to see us survive. I've had friends tell me that they've gone to the hospital with fevers, and they told them to come back in 8 days. Well, in 8 days, you could be dead from this. So there's all these different components. And what I'm saying to my black family and to all my family is don't listen to the news media because it's bought and paid for. Do your own research. Listen to the scientists and make an informed decision about your health. If you've got pre-existing conditions, you want to consult with your doctor. You want to ask them about this Delta variant. You want to ask them about the science of virology. If you take this current vaccine, will it protect you from the Delta variant, or will it break your body down and allow this variant to weaken you even more? Because the vaccine that they have now for Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson wasn't designed to fight against the Delta variant. It was designed to fight against the original virus of COVID-19.
So you know what? I want to say something real quick. Well, the thing is, I'm sorry, but I'm chiming in because I understand what you meant or what you mean. That right, the vaccine was for COVID, not 19, not for the Delta variant. And it is, and I get what you're saying because you got different types of flus, you know. But then, you know, it's like when I worked at Lowe's, I remember. I'm just going to throw this in here real quick. There's a weed killer that they would have for sale. The bottles are identical. White bottle, little spray handle. You buy one and it be $20. The other one is $40, but they look identical. And the customer would say, $40? No, it says $20 over there. But then if you look closely, it's two different mixtures. So even though they're in identical bottles, if you look at the spray handle on it, one of them has a red spray handle. The other one has a black spray handle. And they say, oh, well, this is a more extra strength. And it kind of says it in little small words, but the tagging is identical. And the reason why I say that is just like you're saying with, okay, well, this COVID-19, this is one thing, but this Delta is a little more dangerous. So, like I said, there's no guarantee that having the shot, the initial vaccine, is going to be effective of the new virus.
Yeah,
the variant. So that's what people have to understand, you know, that it's not a guarantee. And it's just like I was saying to somebody else. I said, you know, you go to the drugstore because you got a headache. I know people who have aches and pains, and they'll take four or five to leave a day. But they do tell you, do not exceed over an X amount. Otherwise, go see your doctor. So it's not always a cure per se in everything. It's not a cure all. I get what you mean, and I just have to say that. Let me open up another mic. I do have a person who's waving their hand. They've been standing by for a moment, but I get what you mean. You know it's not guaranteed for the Delta.
Moving on. We move on. He's changed.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed. Let me open up microphone on 323-338. I believe I know who this is. How you doing, sweetheart? Welcome to the show.
I am fabulous. Listening in, here from Southern California in this 102 degree heat, and I had to go along with the guy that was talking about until we find another cure. Do whatever you can to self-quarantine ahead of time, wear your mask, be very secure, select as to where you go, and don't be so gullible as to get the jab. Wait. Don't be a guinea pig. That's how I feel about it. Because there's more than enough people out there. Plus, they're really not reporting the true deaths, only reporting what supposedly deaths are with coronavirus. And that was just 22. I'm just now hearing about this. I'm glad I'm listening in today, Michael, about this variant 22. And so with this one, is there going to be a 24? Is there going to be a 26? Is there going to be a 30? How many more are coming? And we have to really recognize what the real distractions are and what's really going on. So, Michael, thank you for this information, for your informative guest today. Wow. I am listening and taking notes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, baby. And that's a good question,
Mike,
because, you know, well, quickly I'm just going to say this, and then, that's a good question because never did we ever think something like this would ever happen in our lifetime. Never did. And so now, you know, we get everybody taking the vaccine and everything, and then here comes the Delta variant. But now here's 22. So how long will this go on? That is a good question. What's next?
The pandemic.
Go ahead, Joe.
Michael.
Let me say this. Here's one surefire way that we can actually protect ourselves from all these variants. Get yourselves N95 masks when you go out, social distance, wear a latex glove, and use hand sanitizer.
Yeah, well,
okay,
that's in the norm.
So let's not get cavalier and think, oh, because I got this jab, I can go out, I can go to parties. Any place that you go, you want to act like, if you're vaccinated or not, you want to act like you're in the midst of this virus, because you are. Everywhere we go now, there's a Delta variant. That is not the COVID, the variant that they prepare these vaccines for. So we're going to have to be vigilant. We're not listening to these clowns that are talking about no mask and all. That's just buffoonery. People are ignorant in America. This is the most willfully ignorant country in the world. And willful ignorance will kill you when you're dealing with a worldwide pandemic. We are a black nation, 13% of this population. This virus is having a detrimental effect on our community, especially our elderly and sick. So
right.
We have to protect ourselves with masks, with hand sanitizer, with being responsible, and asking our doctors to give us truth and real information about taking these vaccines. Ask your doctor if the COVID vaccine that exists now defends against the Delta virus. Ask that question, because that's a good question to ask. And the answer to the question is no, because it wasn't designed to fight against the Delta variant. It was designed against the fight COVID-19. Now we've got
correct.
The Delta variant, and what the doctors are saying, if you read the report that Dr. Park said, she said taking the vaccine is weakening people against the Delta virus. So we have to really be careful. She's saying they're forcing us to take a vaccine that is going to harm us with this Delta variant, because the current vaccine is it wasn't designed to fight the Delta variant. It doesn't protect against it.
The Delta variant.
So if the scientists are saying this, and then they're saying, well, these are unproven. Everything that's not a company line is unproven, according to our government and the news. I don't trust the news, because it isn't. It's a corporate message. These are corporate-owned narratives. And if you've got no independence in your news, you're not getting news. You're getting propaganda. So
hold
the news
for a
is
let me let Janet chime
we
in.
We cannot use that as our only barometer for what is good for our family. We must
right. let
do
me
our
let
own
Janet
diligence and
in.
Listen to the scientists. That's all I got.
Let me let Janet chime in. I believe she had a question or comment. Janet, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I just had a comment. Well, because I know they gave us the two shots for the COVID, but then they're saying we need to get a booster 8 months after to take care of the other variant. So
now, which one did you take?
I did. I had Moderna.
Okay, go ahead.
But in 8 months, I'll be getting another shot as a booster. It's just like the flu. I mean, it's not a pandemic, but when you have the flu and you get a shot, every year you get a shot because there's a different variant out. So in order to protect yourself, yes, you should wear gloves and have the N95 mask and, you know, use sanitizer and so do social distancing. But if I need a shot to keep from being hospitalized or dying, I'm going to get the shot. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so like you said, that's a good point. And Joe, I pulled up what you had shared about the doctor. What's her name? Dr. Parks. That's a good question. You have the two shots, and then 8 months later, they say you need to come and get a booster shot. But was this okay? Now Janet said that they said the booster shot would help against the Delta variant. Have you heard that, or is that something that you hear in this in what Dr. Parks is saying?
Well, if you listen to the whole speech that Dr. Parks is saying, she is a top virologist from the University of Michigan. She also says that the most resistant professional group in America are the PhDs, the scientists, about taking this vaccine because it is obsolete. Already, that's just viral science. Once there's a variant, the original vaccine no longer works. They're claiming that this booster, Johnson & Johnson is claiming that their booster shot enhances the effectiveness against COVID-19 more effectively. It does not protect against the Delta variant. It wasn't designed to. It's a completely different virus.
The object of the shot is to keep from dying. They said you will get the virus. You can get it, but it won't be as bad on you, and you won't have to be hospitalized.
I cannot disagree with you if you catch the COVID virus. But there are those of us, and I'm not disagreeing with you, my sister, there are some of us, like the brother that just passed away, that was fully vaccinated and died. And that is going to increase, and this is the reason why. The Delta variant is different than the COVID variant. From what the science is, and the doctor posted when she speaks, just listen, it's only about a 5-minute orientation. So she's very informative and very direct about what she's reporting. She's saying that the results are showing that those that are taking this COVID virus vaccine are weakening their bodies against the Delta virus. So this is why that the vaccinated numbers of people vaccinated getting the virus is increasing, not unvaccinated people. She's very clear about that. She talks about how the vaccines were created and what they were designed to and not to do. So it's important for us to actually know what the science behind these vaccines are. CNN and NBC comes on and say, well, if you take it, you won't die. Well, here's some information. 630,000 people have died. That's a horrible and large number. But 38,241 people had the same experience I did. So we have to just be vigilant and recognize that catching COVID doesn't mean an instant death sentence. Do you want to protect yourself from it? Absolutely. What's the best way to do that without jeopardizing your health in the midst of these Delta variants and these new variants? Let's do what we have to do. Get the N95 mask. Keep yourself with latex gloves when you go out. Social distance and use your hand sanitizer. That's a heck of a way to protect yourself until we get a handle on the 22 variant and the Delta variant and any other variants that are coming. We can't keep inoculating ourselves every year with more and more of these spike proteins that we have never been used before in human history. This is the first time this protocol has been used, and we do not know what the long-term effects of these protocols are. So I'm just saying, I'm not telling people not to take the vaccine. I'm saying do your diligence and listen to black virologists that have skin in this game. The virologists, the scientists are not here to deceive us. The news media is full of shit. I can tell you that absolutely. Their agenda is to make money. It is not to help us. So when you're listening to CNN talk about the deaths and you're not looking at the numbers and you're not understanding the science of this, it's very easy to move people by fear. It's a very powerful motivator. Fear will make you do shit that you would never do before. All I'm saying is let's turn down the fear and turn up the interest and the inquisitiveness of finding out what we're putting in our bodies and what it's doing to us. And there is
exactly.
information out there if we are willing to go and get it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
If it's
all
right. If you need that vaccine, your doctor will say, go get it. But I'm telling you that we need to be vigilant and do our own research, Black family. This is our lives. These people have never done anything to help us. They put crack in our neighborhoods, infected millions of us, and said, fuck them, lock them up. They didn't give us a help, and that they did that to make money, to finance the war. They put our whole families, millions of Black people at risk, put crack in our neighborhoods, and then locked us up when we sold it and got sick on it. That's America. That's what they do here, and they've been doing that for 460 years. So don't think just because they come on TV and tell you some bullshit that we're supposed to just follow suit. No. We're supposed to learn from our scientists, educate ourselves, and make an informed decision. If that means take the vaccine, then by all means, take it. But I'm saying that we can't believe this bullshit nation that has done nothing for 400 years except abuse us and try to force us into poverty and sickness. That's just my opinion.
All right.
I told you guys I'm not being spoke, and I appreciate the respectful debate. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate you chiming in and sharing with us your experience and the numbers. And interesting conversation, I think. Interesting information. And I agree with you. You know, we got to really look at the research on our own and don't trust the media on everything you hear. You know, I find it interesting how when you were talking about that, and I look at how the media in various forms will pump you with a lot of stuff. I found it interesting. You remember back in the day when they used to have soap operas on all day long, right? What did they advertise? They advertised products that the housewife would use all day long, you know. Now you look at when you go on your telephone and you go to Google, and let's say you want to buy a new TV. You type in television and everything, and next thing you know, you go to social media pages, and what are all the advertisements? TVs. So they're watching you, and they're feeding you what they want you to know. You know, that's just the way it works. Hey, we're going to switch topics here. We did go over on the time that we were going to use it in that first part of the show, but I'm glad that we did. I was glad that everybody got a chance to share, and this is something we will continue to talk about. But what I want to switch topics to or switch to is, Janet, I'm gonna come back to the other ones. We still have we got a couple of minutes before it's the top of the hour. But what's really hit right now is the breaking news is on the hurricane in the Gulf, Hurricane Ida, among the strongest storms to hit Louisiana since 1950. And it says time is not on your side. Gulf Coast braces for Sunday, that's tomorrow, arrival of Hurricane Ida, potentially a Cat 4 storm. Quoting this here, it says Hurricane Ida is expected to rapidly strengthen before pummeling Louisiana on Sunday, forcing evacuations in New Orleans and the surrounding coastal region on the eve of the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Think about that. Almost the exact same time as Katrina. On Saturday, Ida was moving away from Cuba and into the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to intensify over the next 24 to 36 hours prior to landfall across the Louisiana coast on Sunday afternoon or evening. Recent satellite imagery shows the storm has already strengthened. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell on Saturday warned residents planning to voluntarily evacuate, which she recommended to get out now. Quote, time is not on your side. It's just rapidly growing. It's intensifying, the mayor said at a news conference referring to Ida. Quote, if you're voluntarily evacuating our city, now is the time to leave. You need to do so immediately. If you're planning to ride it out again, make sure that you're able to hunker down. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Ida will be one of the strongest hurricanes that hit anywhere in Louisiana since at least the 1950s. This is a very large storm. Now, I didn't realize it was gonna or that it was that powerful. I mean, just recently I just started taking a look at the news, and now they said that it's looking like a Cat 4. I mean, that's just one from five. In Louisiana and really Gulf Coast, it we've never been in a matter of a couple of years. Here comes another major storm. And sure enough, you know there's going to be people that are going to try to ride it out. And I'm looking at a live stream here from Louisiana, but anybody have any family in Louisiana? And if so, have you been in touch and do you know if they're riding it out?
Wow. Jesus, do you know that Cat 4 hurricane sustained wind is anywhere between 130 and 156 mile an hour wind?
Right.
That's devastatingly catastrophic. Cat 5 is over 200 mile an hour. That's unsurvivable. This is going to devastate that region. People need to evacuate, and if anyone's got family there, implore them to come and stay with you. This is going to devastate. If that hits Louisiana at Cat 4, it's going to devastate that city again. That's worse than Katrina.
Again.
Yeah, so and they're telling people, and again, you got willfully ignorant folks that don't want to listen, and, you know, that's what happens when people don't believe in science. You know, Cat 4, get your butt out of there. And some people can't leave. I get that. It's just tragic, man, because those are poor people in that area. You know, those are poor people. A lot of poor people in that area. A lot of poor black people and white people in that area. A lot of poor Americans in that area. So, let's just pray that the Lord undertake and lessen this thing so it doesn't cause the damage that they're predicting, because the loss of life here could be catastrophic.
Yeah. I don't know. I know people can only do what they can, and like you said, there are a lot of people who can't just pick up and leave, unfortunately. I just don't think that I could, after going through that so many years, some folks who've been there many years and lived through these storms, I think at some point I have to try to find somewhere that, at least with a hurricane, you do get a warning, where some things you don't, like earthquakes, California. But I don't know if I could just live on the coast like that anymore. I would just get, you know what I'm saying? It's like Florida, you know, and the coast. I just couldn't, I don't know. I don't think I could just go through it over and over and over again. Anybody have anything else to say on that? No?
No.
Janet? Okay. All right, so let me move on to another topic. But let's pray for everybody in the Gulf regions. I already looked at that. And so then, okay. What I found interesting is that this past week, last Saturday, Donald Trump was in Alabama, I believe, right? And did a speech.
Yes.
While doing the speech, he tried to be real slick. He says, you know how he puts out his arms, but just go ahead and get the shot, and get the vaccine. I got it. And people started to boo. Now, which is it? He wants credit for the vaccine, which they, some folks say, we'll give him credit. He's the president, to get it moving. What is it that they want? And I think Joe, kind of like I said, since we're talking about the vaccine, there are people who won't take it, but he's telling them to take it. Does that make any sense?
No.
At first he said it was all a hoax. So, the people who heard him say it's all a hoax, it's not real and everything, but now he's saying, take it. It's too late. He already brainwashed them, right?
Yes. Wow.
That I found really interesting. Even though we just talked about that this Delta variant, the vaccine isn't going to stop the Delta variant, but I just found it really interesting of where these people don't know what they want to do.
Right. you know, it is, it's amazing how they, like you said, everybody was rushing to get the vaccine and to try and keep from having the virus. But then the minute the vaccine comes out, all of a sudden nobody wants to take it. But I know that when they realized it was knocking out a lot of the minority groups, it was not as important as it was when they thought it was affecting everybody, you know. But you see how the red states, Michael, are really high when it comes to how many people who have died or is still having issues with COVID? You know, it's basically the red states, the ones who are in denial. And then everybody just about that they interview on TV that has COVID that didn't get the shot is begging people to go get the shot. I didn't know how bad it was, you know. So it's hard. It's hard to sit and listen to a lot of Facebook propaganda, news and misinformation that they're peddling out there. You know,
exactly.
But you have to do more research.
You know what, I find it
interesting. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. The information that we're receiving on our corporate owned media is half at best. If you notice, they're only focusing on the fear side of the equation. They're not being transparent. The goal of the media is to force us into compliance. That's not a media. That's a propaganda wing. A true news media would tell you the data, would show you the numbers, would talk to vaccinated and unvaccinated, would be upfront and tell you what the side effects are, how many have had side effects that have died, how many fully vaccinated people have passed away. None of these numbers are being discussed, but it's happening. The only thing that the news media wants to focus on is the guy that's going to tell you, I didn't get a vaccine, look at me now. Well, the fact of the matter is, it is happening. A lot of people are sick. Why are they sick? Because America has some of the most unhealthy eating habits and foods in the world, and it's making us all sick. Healthy people don't suffer from this on a whole. It happened to me. I come to find out that I didn't have any health issues. All it did was give me fevers, chills, and pneumonia at the end. I didn't get any serious side effects. I didn't have to get a ventilator. I didn't go in. And that's the case. That's been the case for over 38 million Americans. And I can't say that enough. There have been 39 million infections, 38,241,000 recoveries. So your chances of dying from this, although they keep making it seem like it's probable, is not. It's a very small section of society that's perishing. And it's ugly because we know these people. I know people who perish from this. James Van Zandt was a friend of mine. I mean, a friend of mine who called me when he was going in. He was scared for his life, and he was fully vaccinated. So these things are real. And all I'm saying is, as a group of people, we would do better to educate ourselves, to learn the science of this stuff, to really dig in, because we have children. We have young girls that they're giving this vaccine to, the spike protocol team, and we don't know what it's going to do to their reproductive organs, if they'll be able to have children in 10 years or not. We don't know anything about what we're putting in our drugs because it was executive order signed in by none other than Donald Trump, who doesn't even read. So I'm just saying that it's good for us. It's good that we have serious black professionals. Let's listen to virologists, not MDs that are paid to disseminate medication, but let's listen to the intellectual society of scientists that are willing to come out and tell us the truth. And then make an informed decision about your health.
Well, speaking of children, let me bring up something here because this story comes from NBC News, and it says DeSantis school mask mandate ban is unlawful, Florida judge rules. Local school boards have the right, according to this judge, to set their own policies as long as they're, quote, narrowly tailored. The judge said, okay, so hold on a moment. Let me see if I can get this to back. Okay, now it says a Florida judge on Friday knocked down the state's order banning local school boards from implementing mask mandates, saying the sweeping action from Tallahassee doesn't pass constitutional muster. Leon County Circuit Judge John C. Cooper's decision followed a four-day trial, which was held online as the state struggles to contain the spread of COVID-19. Let me see here. I think that was – oh, continue reading. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can pull up the rest of it. Okay, here. School districts have the right to set policies like mask mandates as long as they have, quote, compelling state interests and have a narrowly tailored plan of action, according to Cooper. The judge made clear that he was not ruling against Governor Ron DeSantis, but taking action to bar state agencies from enforcing the governor's blanket order against local mask mandates, which tramples on Florida's separation of power status. Well, the actions of the defendants, DeSantis, do not pass constitutional muster, Cooper said. They seek to deprive the school boards in advance. Still, Friday's ruling was a blow to the Republican governor and his education commissioner, who have threatened to withhold funding from school districts that went against the ban. Now, I don't understand that. I really don't. I mean, there are children who cannot take the vaccine, right?
Right. Right.
But they can still, transfer the virus.
They can still transmit the virus. They can walk around and transmit it and catch it. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And that is how this is continuing to be spread amongst families. That's exactly right.
That I just don't understand. It just boggles the mind. Now, you got some parents, and I've said this before on the show, you got some parents who go to these board meetings and be like, you're taking away our kids' freedoms and everything. But I have yet to see, and I've said this before, I've yet to see many children having a chance to speak how they feel. Well, kids don't have the right to speak. Well, wait a minute. I think that's a little bit wrong. I think if a kid feels comfortable wearing a mask to school, and this is something that is life-threatening, I think they should be able to say at least how they feel. Does anybody disagree with that?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, and I also agree that all schools should mandate N95 masks, latex gloves, and hand sanitizer. That's just common sense and good sterile technique. What is the problem with practicing something that will keep you safe? It's called sterile technique. The same thing you use in a hospital when you go into surgery. You wash, you scrub, they put gloves on you, they walk you into a sterile room, you use sterile materials, you use sterile instruments because they don't want you to be infected.
Mm-hmm.
But in willful ignorance America, okay, willful ignorance is the order of the day. We are dumb and celebrated. We're the only country in the world that celebrates being absolutely clueless, like it's some kind of badge of honor. I'd much rather you mandate a mask than mandate a untested, first time in human history, vaccine, quote, delivery system, spike protein protocol that no one knows what the outcome is going to be. And that's what's going on. The government didn't mandate it, but they're pressuring the private sector to. So now if you don't take this vaccine, this unproven, up until last week, unapproved, vaccine, your job is at risk. Your education's at risk. That sounds kind of, I don't know, to me, that's kind of mark of the beast to me.
But before
that's what
the
that
vaccine
feels like to me.
But, Joe, before the vaccine came out, they had trial periods that they had to go through before it could actually be approved. You're saying that it wasn't approved, but they had trial periods.
No, ma'am. This was executive order put in. Let me give you some science about the COVID virus. This is just some facts. They've had COVID virus for over 40 years. They've been trying to pass a FDA-approved spike team protocol for 34 years. This is just fact. And every time they went for approval, they were denied. You know why they were denied? Because they kept killing people. The results weren't enough to get federal approval. Only when we get an executive order from the Trump administration, and now here it is a week ago, federal approved, not on all the vaccines, on one, on Pfizer. Now, I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and you answer this honestly. How many federally approved drugs have been pulled off the market after killing people by the million or the thousand? I'll wait for that answer. How many federally approved drugs do we see them come on television and advertise, make commercials, black people dancing, taking these drugs,
just
for this,
about
guy and the other, and then turn around and say, if you've been hurt?
Just by everything that they advertise as far as medicine on TV, they always tell you side effects and everything. So, you know, I don't know the numbers. Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't actually know numbers of how many medicines have been not approved.
My point is, you just said something. They come on and tell you what the side effects are, right, because they've been federally approved, and that's what they have to do. That's why they give you all the – and if you listen – the side effects are always greater than the benefit. But with COVID, you don't hear any about the side effects. Not a word. Like, there aren't any. Like, nobody's dying from taking the shot, which is false. There have been over 6 people that dropped dead the moment they put the jab in their arm. But they're not going to tell you that. You have to go on the CDC website and see it for yourself. So I'm not saying that we don't want to vaccinate.
I do check the websites, CDC websites and things. But COVID doesn't look at the color. It's colorblind. It's just it's airborne. It's attacking anybody who has immune deficiency or is just exposed, period.
I couldn't agree with you more, but here's the science of this. I asked Jay's going to have a doctor. Jay King's going to have a doctor on his show. She's pro-vaccine. She's pro the spike protein protocol. And I wanted to ask her about some of the science that's available today that wasn't available 20 years ago. And so I didn't get a chance to pose this question, but here was the question that I plan on posing when she comes back on the show, and I hope some of you listen. Because the science that we're into now is molecular, and they've already got the human genome figured out. So we're into a different type of level of science now. And I want to ask the doctor, do scientists have the ability to create these vaccines and viruses that can be injected into everyone and do something different based on your DNA marker? For instance, if you're a person of color and you have melanin, can this vaccine recognize the melanin level in your skin and attack your body based on the melanin in your skin or the lack of? For instance, will it make you sicker if you are melanated and less sick if you're unmelanated? You know what the answer to that question was? Yes, the science exists, but that's illegal. Now, okay, it's illegal, but the science exists. So what I'm saying to my family is, let's be vigilant. In 20 years, the demographics of this nation is going to completely change. White America is slated to be a numerical minority in the world for the first, in the United States, in Europe, for the first time in America's history. All of a sudden, we have these variants and these viruses now, and they're demanding everybody take this jab. Scientists are saying the jab is cool at the beginning, but now it's obsolete. No, no, no. We want everybody taking it. Now they're pressuring your employees to make you take it. I don't know, but something seems friggin' fishy to me. Just my spidey senses are chinking. It just could be me. Maybe it's me. But my spidey senses are going off because I know who this man is. He's historically shown us who he is. He's destroyed the world. He went to Afghanistan, killed those people, went to Iraq, killed those people from false pretenses. They killed black people everywhere they could, any kind of way they could, enslaved us. So now they got a new vaccine that everybody got to take. That's programmable. It's an operating system. It's a spike protein, mRNA, my mind is simple because I just did the research on this. But this is something complete. I'm sorry that I can't tell you exactly what this is, the generic name. But this is something that's never been used in humans before. So I'm saying to my family, let's not operate in fear, but let's operate with an intellect and a surgical mind to look at what these people have in store for us in the next 20 years. Because they don't play the short game. They're playing a game for life and for keeps, and they're not about to turn this country over to black and Mexicans, I can tell you that. So we have to be vigilant and understand where we are in the nation, where we are as people, the prominent people on this planet, who has the largest population is black people. Black and brown people outnumber white people 50-1. And that scares the shit out of them. So we have, this is a man-made virus. This didn't escape out of no bat. Listen to what they're talking about, how they can't find the origins of it. Why do you think they can't find the origins of this virus? Because it was created in a laboratory and designed to do just what it's doing, in my opinion. So I'm looking at it like that. I don't speak that a lot because you sound like a conspiracy theorist. But that's my personal feeling on this vaccine. And family, we are being victimized, all of us, because this is a consumer nation, and the bottom line is they want money. They don't give a shit about our lives. If they did, they wouldn't put GMOs on the shelf. GMOs kill us. They're laden with cancer. Everything you eat, the vegetables, look at them. They all look the same size. That's not nature. You go to buy grapes. Every grape is exactly the same size. That's not nature. That's a genetically modified organism that isn't good for your body. But that's what we eat. And if you want real food, you got to go to Whole Foods and pay a whole paycheck to get it. So this is the state of our union. We're being lied to and manipulated by fear, just like they did in the election. And all I'm saying to black family is we are the solution to our own problems if we look past the bullshit that this media looks down and actually talk to our scientists, have some seminars, get together with some convention and get the best black minds in the country to tell us the truth about this thing. But that's not going to happen because black people are divided. We're divided, and they want us that way. They make us feel black. None of us can be American. They want you to feel black and white, Chinese. We're supposed to be American. But as long as we're right. black, as long as we this, as long as we that, we can never be Americans and make a unified decision. That's the danger of this new American diaspora. They want to keep
let
us
me chime
separate.
In here. Let me chime in here. I see in the chat room, Bringing It Boy. Hey, what's up, Bringing It Boy? I see Bringing It Boy is chiming in and responding to what I was saying about hearing kids speak on the mask. And he shared a link of a fourth grade John Provenzano perfectly explained students' opposition to wearing masks. Then he puts a girl. Okay. Well, the thing is, Bringing It Boy, I said, I have never heard. I didn't say it has to have been done. I said, I have never heard. So now I will. Afterwards, I'll try to go back and take a look at some of these videos and see. But as I was said before, but there are things that are put in place that are law to save lives. Okay, now wearing a mask isn't law. It's become a mandate, like a temporary thing, I guess you could say, because that's what it was until they start saying, okay, well, in some places now you can go out without a mask. And I have to say, I still wear a mask when I go out. It doesn't matter. Because like I said, there's that variant out there. What was I saying? Oh, I'm sorry. So I still wear, but you look at where, in most states, if not all, you have to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving a car. There are speed limits. Those are laws, right? So, and no one's complaining about that, but they complain about a mask. That I don't get it. When you're in public, I still don't get that. Another thing, and I want to pull it up. I believe it was this past weekend, the Sturgis motorcycle event occurred. I believe it was last Saturday, and their turnout was larger than before, much larger. And there's a lot of fear that a lot of people are going to come away with COVID or the variant, the Delta variant, and take it back home. Anybody aware of the Sturgis event? Hello?
Yes, I was aware of it. And like you said, Michael, I would be – every time there's a big event, you find a large amount of people getting sick and dying from COVID, from attending those events. So, I mean, they don't want to wear a mask. I mean, if I went to that event, I'd have that N95 mask and gloves and my sanitizer, and I probably would try and hurry up and get a booster before I would go, But we just have to see, The news is going to probably tell us soon how many people end up getting COVID from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's thousands of people every year. It's held in Sturgis City in South Dakota, and it's a huge, huge event. I'm trying to see what the numbers were. All right, so let me go back to Bring It Boy. There are more examples of kids speaking on wearing a mask. All right. And let's see, correct, I was just providing some examples. Those are laws. Helmet and safety belts were, as Americans didn't get to vote for. Why does those make common sense? Well, no, Americans didn't get to vote for, but it does make common sense because it is a safety feature of, I think, for a helmet especially, because I do believe that it shows that more folks have had less head injury than more without a helmet. I think it does make sense to have on a helmet. I really do. Seat belts. Now, some people say that, well, seat belts, a lot of folks have died in cars, you know, in an accident, and they couldn't get out of the seat belt. That may be true. But look at how many people who are ejected from their vehicles for not having a seat belt on. And I know a friend of mine who was ejected from the vehicle ahead of the car when the car rolled over. He was ejected from the pavement, and the car rolled over him in his seat belt. He wouldn't have been thrown out the car. So, you know, there's a lot more pro than con, and those are the safety issues. Okay, so with that being said, let me go on to another topic. And please bear with me as I try to scroll down and pull these up. It's coming up kind of slow on the system here. I believe it was – oh. Okay. Back to more Trump news. You know, I got to bring up some more stuff here. And it's slowly opening up. Judge sanctions pro-Trump lawyers who brought frivolous election fraud law. This should be interesting. A federal judge ordered sanctions Wednesday for Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and several other lawyers who worked on Trump-aligned lawsuits seeking to challenge the results of the 2020 election. And the beat goes on, you know, y'all. U.S. District Judge Linda Parker of the Eastern District of Michigan said the lawyers had, quote, engaged in litigation practices that were abusive and, in turn, sanctionable. Sanctions are required to deter the filing of future frivolous lawsuits designed primarily to spread the narrative that our election processes are rigged and our democratic institutions cannot be trusted, the judge wrote in a 110-page opinion. Parker is ordering the lawyers to reimburse the attorney's fees that the city of Detroit and Michigan state officials paid in seeking the sanctions. The lawyers must also take legal education classes, the judge said, and she is referring her decisions to the Michigan Attorney Grievance Commission and the appropriate disciplinary authority for the jurisdictions where each attorney is admitted for potential disciplinary action. Now, that's interesting. Wouldn't you agree, Janet? That's interesting. And wouldn't that include Rudy Giuliani?
Yes, and they're also talking about, they haven't done it yet, but they're talking about actually taking their license from them because of all the misinformation that they spread about the election being rigged. Yeah, and we got our ex-leader out there still spreading, saying that it was rigged, you know, and that we use COVID to be able to be, for Biden to be reelected, to be elected. They used the fear of COVID.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen with Giuliani and the lady lawyer that was with him. I forgot her name, but you know, I mean, they had witnesses and everything, and everything that they put out there in the court and got knocked down, and they still was going around to all these different states trying to peddle, saying the election was rigged, no matter what, doing Trump's bidding.
But now I got Bringing It Boy here in the chat room, and of course, you know Bringing It Boy, and I think her name is Suzette, says it was rigged, and says it's impossible. 81 million voted for Joe Biden. How is it impossible?
People got out and voted because they wanted a change. A lot of people who don't normally vote got out and voted. And
that's
why Biden ended up winning.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I can't say that it was. And then, as I said, and we keep fussing about this rig thing, but it's the Republican Party who said no, it wasn't here in Georgia. They counted
and
counted.
Well, who's doing the rigging now? You know, all these different laws they're trying to suppress people from voting.
Right.
That's one party doing it because he couldn't get reelected, so they're going to change the law to fix it where they can and take the election even if it comes out the way they don't want it to. That's not fair.
Yeah, they have no shame in it either. They're showing no shame whatsoever. But I still don't get it, you know. After what I just read, and a judge, and this is a judge. Donald Trump appointed so many judges during his 4 years. He appointed so many judges. And some of these are the ones he appointed that are saying no, uh-uh.
Well, just like DeJoy, slowing down the mail, destroying the machines and everything, to keep the people from being able to do mail-in ballots. And, you know, that also affected medication coming in the mail, you know, but they didn't care about that.
Okay, so Bring It Boy posts, felons and the dead helped the count. Okay. Felons and the dead. So you're saying that people in prison were allowed to vote, and like I said, there was dead people.
The only fraud that was shown was Republicans that got caught in fraud in Pennsylvania, and I think it was one other place, might have been Texas, that was actually caught turning in one of their parents at, saying that they voted and they had died, they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't prove anything else. Nothing else has been proven. And just like when they were doing all that recount, it still came out the same, no matter what. So where is the fraud? Where's the fraud?
Mm-hmm. And see what I look at is, and Bringing It Boy, I'm looking at what you're posting, but don't you find it interesting that before the election, when Donald Trump, you know, was running, before trying to run his second term, he says the only way a Democrat's going to win, or Biden win, or whoever he went up against, is if it's rigged. He was saying that long ahead of time. Don't you find that kind of, you know, odd or kind of strange? We've never had a president say in the beginning of an election saying, well, if I lose, it's because it's been rigged. No other president that I know of in history has ever jumped to that I've ever known.
That's because Hillary had the popular vote the first time and he couldn't take it. You know, he won by the electoral count, not the popular.
Right. Yeah. Right. But this guy was screaming rigged before before the first ballot was cast. So who's rigging it? He put it in. He put it in your oh please one parent. Okay, you win. Okay, yeah. One parent. Huh? I mean, come on now. But remember who did the recount.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over.
January 6th. Yes. Insurrection.
And every one of those folks, and that's what gets me, every one of those folks who said there was nothing illegally done, we counted everybody in the Republican Party threw them under the bus. Come on now. Talk about sore losing. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You know.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't realize Trump is doing all this so that he can just raise more money. He know he didn't win.
Yeah.
But as long as he can keep getting that money rolling in, he's going to keep saying the election is rigged.
Well, yeah, that money is still rolling in. There's no doubt. And people are fool enough to keep sending in the money. I like the whole story about how where they had the tricky way that they did the wording. They had the little small lines where they could automatically check it out your account.
You can uncheck the boxes.
That was a smooth move. And they're pulling money out their account like every month, sometimes every week, you know, but every month, they're getting $100 out of your bank account. And actually, I believe there was a lawsuit, and they had to refund a lot of that money back or send a lot of that money back.
They
in fact, I'm pretty sure of that. They had a lawsuit. You know, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a person that's a businessman who's, you know, and I'm looking at these videos. You know, it's great to have a businessman in the White House. Yeah, right. He's at the business of ripping you off. You know, so come on. This is ridiculous. All right, so I got one more topic I'm going to bring up real quick, and then we'll just have an open forum. The opinion, the January 6th Election Committee, I believe, was the next one. What was that next? This is one I want to bring up. And condolences to our military, the ones who were killed earlier this week. Says Biden says another terrorist attack on Kabul airport is highly likely, while vowing that U.S. Retaliatory strike was not the last. Another terrorist attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, President Joe Biden said commanders have informed him. The president's Saturday afternoon statement came hours after the Pentagon said two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and another was injured in a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan, a retaliatory step following the terrorist attack that killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 170 others outside the airport on Thursday. Quote, this strike was not the last, Biden said in his statement, vowing to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay. The situation on the ground continues to be extremely dangerous, and the threat of terrorist attacks on the airport remains high. Now, I was wondering the same thing. I was watching the program. I was listening to what they were saying about this whole thing with Afghanistan. Remember how we got there and why we got there, all right? Been 20 years. How we got there, why we got there. Been 20 years, okay? Did anybody think that we were just going to just be, like, waving goodbye and, you know, take care. Did anybody really think that once we finally decided to leave? I mean, Donald Trump had a chance to get us out of there. He had 4 years to do it, you know. I mean, former presidents, Obama, I mean, they all had a chance to get us out of there. But Biden finally said, okay, this is a waste. We got to get out of here. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think, that, you know, they're saying that Biden's not handling this right. What is it, well, what are your thoughts?
Can I offer an opinion?
Sure.
The invasion of Afghanistan was illegal, just like the invasion of Iraq. The goal of the invasion of both those countries was profit. Look at the numbers. Look who earned money. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. They enriched themselves. The contractors, they made $1 trillion in profit over there over the last 20 years. The Taliban are religious clerics. They're not terrorists. They're religious clerics. And what the Taliban did 20 years ago was shut down the opium trade. They shut it down, which meant the good old United States pharmaceutical companies couldn't sell Oxycontin and the drugs that they like to peddle. That is why the United States invaded Afghanistan. And so the poppies began to flow again. And look what we have now. We have so many opium addicts, so many dope addicts, that now they want to not put them in jail. They want to get treatment for them. They killed 60,000 people last year alone with opiate overdoses. That's because of what they did in Afghanistan. So the United States goes to war for profit, nothing more. They use any excuse they can to go to war for profit because that's what America does. They invade, they destroy, they rebuild, they make money. And it's all black and brown people. So no one has conquered Afghanistan. The Russians tried.
No.
The Americans tried. There is no democracy in Afghanistan. They are a religious group. The Taliban will have religious order in that area. That's it. So America goes today, and they drone attack two people. They go and drone attack two heads of the Islamic State. How is that going to help the rest of the Americans and the rest of the people that are stuck in that country?
Right.
It's stupid. They did it for optics. You know, the fact of the matter is they made all the money they could make. It killed 6,000 or 4,000 Americans, lost their lives. 25,000-30,000 came back maimed. Hundreds of thousands of Afghanistans have been killed, all for profit, for no other reason. And that's the United States. And it continues to happen. Did the same thing in Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th, nor did they have weapons of mass destruction. We invaded that country. We killed its head of state, and now they're in civil war. We caused the same thing in Libya. Libya was the jewel of Africa. Muammar Gaddafi could walk the streets of his country unarmed and unguarded. He was that beloved. But because he required the West to purchase their gold and purchase their products and purchase their resources in gold and began to unify the African nations to be one nation with one currency in gold, the Americans, Barack Obama, had him murdered and Hosni Mubarak. Now they're selling Negroes $400 a pop in Libya. That's who the United States is. Personally, I'm glad to see them leave Afghanistan. It's sad to see so many people who collaborated with the United States didn't learn a lesson from history because the same thing happened in Vietnam. The Vietnamese collaborated with the Americans, and when the North Vietnamese won the war, they murdered 2 million people. Collaborators. That's what happens when you don't win a war. And so I feel sorry for those people because they believe the United States was going to protect them and be there forever, which we all knew wasn't going to happen. The cash register's full. The pockets are fat. Sorry, buddy, but we out of here. And Joe Biden is just part of the system. He's not the president. The man can barely hold a – he can barely hold a sentence. He's the puppet head that sits in front of the mic just like the last one. Corporations own this company. They own America. Trust me. The government, the food industry, the health industry – the entertainment industry, the clothing industry, is all owned by the same five corporations. Look at where the money goes. That's what I got to say. God bless you guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I see we're bringing it. Boy had posted something here. It says definition insurrection. Definition, an act of instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against civil authority or an established government. Then he says, that is the very definition of what civil rights leaders engaged in, right? So I guess what you're trying to say is that civil rights leaders or insurrectionists, is that what you're trying to say? Anybody want to respond
peaceful protest has nothing to do with somebody beating people with flags and bear spray and other items. It was peaceful protest. They were attacked by the police and other people, but it was a peaceful protest when they marched.
That is right. Singing a hymn, gospel hymn, we shall overcome, and walk in with dresses, skirts, and hats and suits. They went out there with Black Lives Matter signs and yelling death to the pigs. They were singing gospel songs during the civil rights movement. And those people set dogs and fire engines and baseball bats and bricks. That's what those peaceful black and white women got, black and white people got for marching through Mississippi and Alabama, the most racist countries in the state. They got met with citywide hate. So the sister is absolutely correct. They weren't insurrectionists. They were peaceful protesters.
Thank you. So, Brigham Boy, I hope you heard that. And I'm sure if you watch many of the videos in all the National Geographic archives, you will see, you know, like the Pettus Bridge, that was a peaceful march. There was nobody spray painting, you know, stuff on there. And then there are some of these marches, true enough, and it's not necessarily just the Black Lives Matter marches, but many marches where some folks would do some things after the fact, after the march is over with. You notice that a lot of times these marches would start early in the day and then the rioting will start at night. Those are not part of the same organizations, you know. And then there has been proven where there are some individuals of the Caucasian persuasion that would do the looting and do the spray painting and the graffiti and everything.
Yes.
It's on video where even some folks are saying, hey, look, get them on video, let people show folks that they are not part of us. So, you know, that is a fact. That's a proven fact. But then, you know, like channels like OAN, One American News, and Fox shows you, you know, all the graffiti and everything and all the burnings and stuff. But they don't want to show you the people who are actually doing it when those videos also exist. So you can see, you know, that it's not actually the Black Lives Matter group that's doing it. It's the people who come in afterwards. And there's plenty of video folks who come in from the outside and do these type of things, you know, just like the boy who went down there and shot those folks and from another state. He had no business being there, but he's the one who came over there, you know, to help the police. They don't need your help, you know.
He raised his hands up in the air with his gun in front of him, and they just drove right by him like it was no big thing. But if it had been a black, he would have been shot down.
Yeah, you know, so, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying this to bring it, boy, when you're talking about where, you know, civil rights leaders, now you're totally wrong. They were peaceful protesters, but now you do have some folks who are not peaceful. But look at, like we're talking about, the young kid. What business did he have to go to another state? And I really feel like his parents should have been charged to an accessory of a crime. I really do. Why would you send your kid to the state mother? You know,
You know, Sirhan, the man who killed Robert F. Kennedy, is going to get parole. Think about that. Sirhan, the man who killed Robert F. Kennedy, is going to be paroled. Yet we got people that have sold weed that are doing life sentences. Right? We got sisters in jail right now that were out there trying to sell weed to feed their families and got 3-strike laws and can never be released again.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've legalized dope selling. White people got all the millions and got all the dispensaries, and black folks are sitting in jail for selling 9 bags. That is the country that we live in. They legalized drugs and didn't give black people the chance to sell them. Okay? This is what they do. This nation is about keeping order in the hands of the people that run it. Everything that they do, everything that's put forth on our news media, everything that's happening in our country is about one thing. Profit. for those who own the country. That's it. They don't care about your health. If they did, you'd have universal health care. You know why? Because if you have universal health care, the mode of universal health care is to make you well, because you can't, because they don't, you don't pay for it. So they want to make you well. They don't want you coming back and forth, because it's universal. Everybody can get it. It's not there to break you. And every country in the major world has universal health care for their citizens, because they want you to be healthy. America is the only country that will soak you for your health, because their goal is to profit from you in your death and your sickness. It is illegal in Japan to profit off your health and death. Illegal in Canada to do that. Illegal in Cuba. Illegal in Mexico. Illegal in Great Britain. But in America, hey, I pay $1,000 a month for health insurance. $1,000 a month for health insurance for me and my family. That's highway robbery. So this is what this nation is. It's about your profit. They don't give a flying flip about your health. Now, if they had a universal health care system, you would see a doctor and they would cure you. Trust me. My father-in-law had stage 4 cancer. He was diagnosed 4 years ago with stage, he's a Japanese, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 4 years ago. He's been in the hospital for 3 years. They cured him. You know what his bill was when he left? Zero.
Zero.
He's at home right now. My father passed away. He's gone. He's dead and gone in worm bait. He had dementia, which they're not going to fix. But my father-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in Japan. They cured him. It took him 3 years to do it. They cured him and sent him home. That's the difference between people that care about their citizens and people that profit off their citizens. And
Amen.
That's who we are, family. Thank you for your respectful time.
Wow. You know, and you know, it is sad. It is sad that this country is like that. You know, that's the way it is, unfortunately. We have roughly 8 minutes left. Well, actually less than that, because I'm going to make sure that we get out of here with the closing jingle for the evening. But, Janet, did you want to chime in on that or have a comment on it?
Well, I've also been hoping and praying for universal health care, because I have so many different medications I have to take. And I have several doctors I have to go to, so I understand what Joe was talking about when as far as the amount of money you have to pay out, because you go bankrupt if you're hospitalized, you know, and it's all about, like you said, making money. It's a profit, you know, and so they're not going to do universal health care, because that's their money maker, pumping pills.
They're bread and butter. Bread and butter, pumping bills. Cancer alone is $57 billion a year profit. Do you think they
don't?
Right. Let me tell you something. There's a black woman right now, a sister, a brilliant scientist, who has a cure for cancer. This is true. She was on Roland Martin. She can cure any cancer in the world in 10 days with her science. It's nanotechnology. Her father got, her grandfather and grandmother, who she was raised by, got cancer. Her grandmother died first. Her father, they gave him 6 months. She kept him alive for 7 years. And she dedicated her science to finding, identifying, and eradicating cancer. When she came up with her very effective protocol, you know how much money she got for human trials? From Susan G. Komen, from the American Cancer Society? Zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They told her she better not go to human trials. Absolutely not. If she goes to human trials, guess what's going to happen to her? She's going to end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the danger of truth. She can cure cancer, blood cancer, uterine cancer, brain cancer, vaginal cancer, leukemia, lung, breast, anything. She can cure it, find it, cure it in 10 days. Done it in an elaborate rat. Amazing science, amazing results. They gave her no money for human funding and said absolutely not, because it's not a pill-based treatment. They can't sell it like they want to. It's a treatment that uses technology. So when I tell you that these people sit there and march around and talk about donate your money, Susan G. Komen, Cancer Society, they ain't thinking about curing cancer.
And to me, chemotherapy, all it does is just tear your body down and make it worse.
Absolutely.
You know, I've had too many family members who died from it.
Yes, ma'am. You are spot on. And you know how much they charge for those chemotherapy treatments? sister, tell them how much they charge for each one of them chemotherapy tests.
Oh, I know.
It will blow your mind.
Yeah.
It will blow
yeah.
your mind. Like the sister said, you go in cancer treatment, you have millions of dollars worth of medical bills. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can use your home yeah. as a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You walk
right.
away, your family walk away with nothing. And that's the American way. Look at the homelessness. People trying to blame people for being homeless. These are working families out here, people. These are families that are making a decision, food or shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Because $20 an hour, $25 an hour is poverty here in California. If you've got a family, that's poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live off that. Not when steak is $40 a piece, fish is $29 a slice at Whole Foods, or you can go to the store and buy that stuff that'll kill you in 30 years. This is where we're at right now, the have and the have-nots. And the have-nots
mm-hmm.
are growing by the thousands. How many of us are 2 or 3 weeks away from being homeless? Think about it. Let your job get cut out, and you go 2 or 3 weeks without a paycheck. This is the dilemma of people of our age bracket. You get aged out when you're 45, 55 years old in this new computer tech job. You get kicked out of a job, you can't find another. That's how people
mm-hmm.
get homeless. So the whole thing is about profit and loss. And black families, if we don't stop our kids from all this twerking and all this bullshit they're doing, and they don't start getting this George Jetson education, because we're no longer in the Flintstones. We Jetsons now, flying cars and going to Mars and all that stuff. That's what they're doing. But you don't see nobody black in there. Think about that. They got us watching Housewives and Raising Canaan and all this low-minded bullshit. These people are going to the next planet. We got to wake up. Our children are not
mm-hmm.
just shooting each other down before they turn 21 because they hate each other. They've been taught that, you know, it's crazy. This is our lives that they use, that they're playing with. They don't feed that shit to the white kids. They feed that shit to
yeah.
us.
Right.
And it's up to us, and it's up
and
to us to really wake up and open up our eyes to these facts, you know, and that is really true. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry, but we're getting down to the last couple of minutes real quick. Joe, do us a favor, share how we can get a hold of your new music. You do have a new CD out now? Or is
I do not
way
have
out?
A new CD finished yet. I'm still working on it. I'm going to have it out hopefully in about my Christmas time. I know I've been taking my time. But honestly, man, I've just been trying to get the right songs together. I like perfection. Derek and I are working mm-hmm. on some really amazing stuff. And I may release some singles here before. But I'll keep everybody posted for sure. Thank you for asking, King.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to the TMGS. Janet Davis, thank you so much. My co-host, also Time and Chip, for chiming in. Let's see. Who else came on? Andrea James. And everybody in the chat room, bringing it, boy, let's see, folks on the board, thank you guys for tuning in this Saturday. Hopefully and prayerfully, we'll see you next Saturday. Thank you again. This is your TV, Michael Gay on the TMGS. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.